Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holsoft joining us here for KMAN's In Focus in the latter half of the hour today. Brandon Peoples is on assignment. It's kind of fun to get on this side of the microphone and this side of the glass with you. You and I have, you know, we work on the auction together, and that's a big thing that's coming up here in October for you.
It is. October 4th. It's the Lucky Derby.
The Lucky Derby. Are you going to have a lot of hats? Everybody wears hats?
That is what I am told.
Really?
So
I love that idea.
Big bow ties for men and big floppy hats for women.
You know, today's National Bow Tie Day.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Well, I'm going to have to get to the store then.
Yeah.
But I gotta know that.
You know, maybe we should. What we should do is we should learn. We'll go down to the store together and learn how to tie one of those instead of one of the clip-ons, huh?
That'd be good.
Would that be fun?
Need to learn.
Yeah, we could get an audience for that. We could sell tickets.
We probably could.
We could. We could. We could give lessons for a fee to help benefit the auction.
That'd be awesome.
October 4th.
October 4th. Yeah, it's our 36th annual auction. So
goodness.
Yeah, it's been going well. So tickets are $50 if you want to attend. You can call Ashley O'Haver personally, or you can go online to our website for information. We still have sponsorships available if you want to sponsor some of the auction. Just contact Ashley O'Haver. So it's going to be a fun time. They have another planning meeting tonight and a get together Friday for the community. So it's our big auction of the year. It's getting started. It's time to get moving on it. So
yeah. And it's really neat. And what I like about it is how everybody and you've got a tremendous cross section of the community that participate, because you know your student base has a there's economic divides, there's all kinds of social divides that are there, language type issues sometimes.
Sure.
But it's always such a neat time because, you know, they're coming together with a tremendous purpose.
It is. It's, we've been in 111 years in Manhattan Catholic Schools.
Goodness.
Has been. So, we're deep-rooted, and we have a lot of alumni and people that care so much about our school, and they do come together to support us, and the auction is one of those items that they come out. So we have parents, we have alumni, we have business people, we have just, like you say, just tremendous support from all aspects of the community. It is a fun night.
You know, you also have some pretty good food.
Yes. Yes. You can't go wrong with the food.
You got to have that.
You do.
You know. You Catholics, when you get together, you like to eat.
And
other things.
You know, just.
Just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let your hair down sometimes.
And now you often will have like one big thing that you ask everybody to help contribute to. What is that this year?
Fund a need. Yes. We discussed it at our council meeting last night. And we did a capital campaign a few years ago and spent the last three summers before this one with construction. And one of the items that we did not get to address is some security features at the school. So we need to go through the school and replace all of our door handles to put more secure doors on our buildings for our emergency procedures. The second item that we're addressing is interior and exterior cameras for the buildings. We'd like to just be able to see things a little more clearer.
Does that mean you're going to have like a little security office with video monitors and?
Yeah, probably mine.
Oh, you're multitasking again.
Oh, yes, I'm multitasking. Yes. Uh-huh. So
Do you multitask with the broom as well and the mop?
Plenty of times.
Have been known to.
Yes, yes. Crossing guard, you know, do a little bit of everything. So we were looking at camera systems as part of that, and then access control systems. So,
okay.
And, either a card entry or a smartphone entry.
You know, and this is one of the things that a lot of folks that, in the public sector don't realize just how much money has had to have been spent by cities and counties, courthouses and schools, public schools,
yes,
to beef up their security, for the safety of, patrons and kids and staff.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, gosh, you know, there's been too many scary situations.
There has
been. And these improvements don't come without a, you know.
It's a price tag.
It's a high price tag.
Yep. So it's something, I mean, we've been, you know, when we did construction, we put in security doors. We have electronic locks. All of our windows have, all of our classrooms have an escape window. So we addressed all that. We put in a new intercom system. So we're just looking at the next step, and so that's where we're headed, and as we move forward with the funding.
You know, and it's I think difficult and challenging for a lot of administrators and patrons, school board members, to have to make those decisions in the first place, because you know, gosh, when you and I were in school, Scott, we didn't have those issues.
We did.
You know, the security measures at the school were trying to keep the kids in.
Yes. Yes, and it's a big discussion topic of parent-teacher organization, of our Council of Ed, and we talk about it every year, and it's something that's always on our mind. We just did our protect-in-place drills last week. We did a lockdown drill last week as well. We're doing an evacuation drill tomorrow. We put all those items in place for the emergency procedures. But yeah, you're always looking at ways to improve the school, make sure that your kids are as safe as possible. So this is something that could help do that. And I know everybody's passionate about this across the country, and even in Manhattan, where there's not very many issues, but. You know, you can't make it a fortress, but you can do what you can to make it as safe as possible.
A lot of schools are really working toward storm shelters. Mm-hmm. What does Manhattan Catholic Schools have in place?
Well, in the Lucky Building, where grades 4 to 8 are, we do have basement locker rooms. And so when we have those tornado drills, we do have a basement. With the elementary building, it's one of the old 50s buildings. There's no basement in there. So we do have the long hallway that's brick. We make sure the classroom doors are shut, and then they're on a tornado drill. They're in the hallway.
Okay. All right. We talked about a bunch of things. I know you still got a list. I bet we probably haven't even gotten through all of them yet, have we?
Well, then K-State starts their football season this year.
You have a tie-in with that, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Our booster club has a parking lot. It's by the hospital, just north of the hospital, and it's $20 to park.
Is that where, was it Wharton Manor at one time?
Yes.
Okay. And they're off Kimball Avenue.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we've been parking there for I don't know how many years, way before my time. I've been here 9 years. And so it supports our athletic program, and so we're gearing up for our 7 home games this year. We still have 12 prepaid parking spots available. If you want to get on our website, if you want to secure a spot, we still do that. Other than that, it's $20, and we can hold 400 vehicles in that lot if it's not raining. Yeah. But
we have just a few seconds left here, Scott. Quickly. Athletics is also a fun thing for you guys to do. And I think it's interesting how you team up with other schools to make some things happen for your students.
Yes, we didn't have enough football players this year, so we're co-oping with Blue Valley. We belong to the Blue Valley League. A couple years ago, for two years, they sent their kids down here to play with the Lucky Cardinals. This year, we're sending 5 players up there to play with Blue Valley. So, things that small, you know, communities do, they help each other out, even though we're competitors.
Yeah. Never enough time for a couple of talkers to go over everything.
Is there?
Scott Holsoff, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with the auction, which is October 4th. Put that on your calendar, folks.
That's right.
That's a good time. That's KMAN's In Focus for this morning here at News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples will bring us up to date on that press conference in Topeka regarding to an investigation based in Manhattan. I'm Dave Lewis. Thanks for joining us.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for.